The first study we reviewed on this recording regarding the advancement of the maxilla or midface using distraction osteogenesis showed us that significant advancement of the maxilla was possible with resulting soft tissue improvement. This next study looks at the soft tissue improvement more closely and compares the soft tissue changes with maxillary distraction to conventional orthognathic surgery. This study appears in the December 2002 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, and Oral Pathology. It reports on research done in Japan and is called Soft Tissue Profile Changes of the Midface in Patients with Cleft Lip and Palate Following Maxillary Distraction Osteogenesis, a Preliminary Study. As the title suggests, this study was done on patients with cleft lip and palate. The experimental group was 9 patients with maxillary deficiency that were treated with distraction osteogenesis. The average age of this group was about 15 years. The osteotomies for the distraction were done at the Lafort 1 level, and external distractors were used that were fixed to the skull. A 4 or 5 day latency period was followed by distraction at the rate of 1 millimeter per day until the desired advancement was achieved. The distractor was left in place an additional 4 or 5 weeks and then was followed by 8 to 12 weeks of face mask use at night for retention. The comparison group was 9 similar cleft patients who underwent conventional Lafort surgery for advancement. This control group was older, an average of 22 years. Cephalometric films were used to measure the treatment changes and to compare the two groups. The forward skeletal changes found in the distraction group were 8 to 10 millimeters, about twice the 4 to 5 millimeters seen in the conventional surgery group. In addition, the ratio of soft tissue to hard tissue change was larger in the distraction group, resulting in a much greater improvement in soft tissue profile. The conclusion is that the treatment of maxillary deficiency in cleft patients using distraction osteogenesis is more effective at improving the soft tissue profile than conventional surgery. The results of this study fit nicely with the first study we reviewed. Both demonstrate that forward skeletal maxillary movement of 9 to 10 millimeters is possible with distraction at the Lafort 1 level. In addition, both studies showed significant improvement in soft tissue profile following distraction treatment, with this second study from Japan showing the soft tissue of the lip will move 70 to 80% of the hard tissue movement. More details of this study, including a comparison of vertical changes that occur during distraction of the maxilla, are available in the December issue of the journal Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, and Oral Pathology.